All right, I'm Hunter Frame. I'm the cotton specialist for Virginia, and my background's in nutrient management, and one of the things that I wanted to look at when I first took the job in Virginia is variety maturity, and then nitrogen management systems, and then the growth regulator systems that we use in the upper southeast coastal plain. So to give just an indication on how different we are from some of the southeastern states, short growing season, we're looking at right around 200 days, low heat unit accumulation, anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 growing degree days for cotton. Early season temperatures can drop into the 40 to 50 degrees at night in early May, and sometimes even towards late May. And here we have the min and max temperatures on this graph, and it's hard to see, the green doesn't show up, but we have some 40 or below temperatures in 2013 in the weather data for middle of May. So we could have some very adverse conditions when the cotton's trying to get out the ground and start growing and producing that root system. Couple that with our sandy soils, if we have delayed root growth, we increase drought susceptibility and very little irrigated acres in the upper southeast coastal plain. Virginia, our total crop acreage, we're less than 5% irrigated across all crops, and in cotton, we're pretty much 0% irrigated. But our soils are very productive. The past 3 years, we've had 1,100, 960, and then this year, we're almost 1,300 pounds of lint across the whole state. But one of my questions was, how do we manage PGRs, variety maturity, and nitrogen management on our sandy soils and in our environment? So the current PGR practice in Virginia, we have one strategy, low rate, multiple applications. This is seldom used by growers. They don't want to make multiple applications across the field to manage the growth of the cotton. The most predominant PGR management we have is what we call early bloom. Basically, it's a two-application system. They'll come in at first bloom or a little bit before, hit it with a high rate, come back 2 weeks later, hit it with another high rate of PGR, and they're done for the year. Our extension recommendations, we're going to call that the modified early bloom strategy. This was developed by Keith Edmondson and Joel Faircloth probably about 7 to 8 years ago, but it's still in use today, where we measure the internode spacing of the fourth node down the main stem and use plant height to determine the PGR rates in the cotton system, and this is initiated at the match head square stage of development. So what do we want to look at? First, we want to look at plant architecture and variety maturities, how they differ with different PGR regimes, as well as different side dress nitrogen management practices. And then we want to determine the impact of nitrogen management plant growth regulators on lint yield with the different maturity classes. Given our short growing season and low heat unit accumulation, you would think that the full season varieties tend not to perform as well in Virginia. Whereas our OVT data, if we plant it early, we do see pretty good performance out of full season maturity classes. So the varieties that we chose in the study, we chose Phytogen 339, Phytogen 499, and Phytogen 575. And I know these are all Phytogen varieties. In my research and my fertility, I try to shoot for what our growers are growing, and Phytogen has over 60% market share in Virginia right now, and 339 and 499 make up a large portion of that. So these are the varieties that we could break out easily on maturity and that our growers are familiar with. So that's why these varieties were selected. It's not an endorsement of the varieties. It's just something that we're using currently in Virginia. We also looked at different side dress nitrogen management strategies. So we shot for a total nitrogen rate at side dress of 80 pounds, and we had a single application and then a split application with two 40-pound shots, one at match head square or first square, and then one at the first week of bloom. The plant growth regulator management strategies in the study, like I said, we had a low-rate multiple application where we came in at match head square. We put on four applications of 6 ounces of Pentia or Mepaquat Penta borate, and then after the first shot, 14 days later, we hit it with a second shot of 6 ounces. And then we came back in at first bloom, hit it with another 6 ounces, and 2 weeks later, hit it again with 6 ounces. We used the early bloom strategy where we had two even doses of 12 ounces, one at first bloom, one at 14 days later, and then the modified early bloom. And I'll put a caveat on it. In 2013, with the modified early bloom, we applied PGR at match head square. In 2014, we did not because of weather conditions at the timing of application. And we put a maximum PGR rate of 24 fluid ounces to the acre on this system. So what measurements did we take? We did plant populations roughly 3 weeks after emergence, plant height in late July in 2014, and then we plant mapped before defoliation at 50% open bowl. We harvested with a two-row John Deere cotton picker, and then we also did quality and lint percentage samples. Equaling a total of 24 treatments. It was a split plot design with four replications. PGR by nitrogen management was arranged in a 2x4 factorial, and then the subplots were variety maturity, and those were two-row plots. And then the statistics analysis variance and proclimics, and we used a 2E Kramer mean separation at alpha level 0.1. So this is the at harvest plant heights during 2013. And like I had mentioned, the low rate multiple and the modified early bloom management strategies both had a shot of PGR at that match head square. And what we saw, we controlled plant height the most best when we hit it at match head square in 2013. If we look at the no PGR, the variety maturities, the least determinant varieties got taller on us, and it pretty much fell out along the maturity classes. And then the early bloom strategy, we kind of had in between heights. It was able to grow vegetatively, and then we effectively pretty much stopped vegetative growth at first bloom. 2014 growing season, I mentioned that we didn't, the modified early bloom, we did not put a shot of Pentia on at match head square. So what we see in terms of plant height in the middle of the season, we see that the no PGR was the highest, followed by modified early bloom and early bloom, and then the low rate multiple applications, again, effectively controlled plant height. We didn't have a lot of rank cotton in those plots. What we did see in 2014, we did not see in 2013, is that the nitrogen management strategies had a significant impact on plant heights. Where we put that big shot of nitrogen up front and match head square, that controlled plant height for us. We limited that vegetative growth by limiting nitrogen until first bloom. And then we saw differences in varieties with the more indeterminate varieties being taller. So this is 2013 plant mapping results. Not unexpectedly, we see differences in the varieties in terms of plant height, total nodes, fruity nodes. But one thing I really want to focus on is the bowl retention of these early, especially the early season variety, the 339. We saw around 70% first position bowl retention for all varieties. But however, once we went into that second position bowl retention, we saw that on the early to maturing determinant variety, that bowl retention decreased by about 10%. So we had 10% fewer bowls on those sites than the mid and the full varieties. But also interesting, looking at the PGR management systems, we saw about a 10% reduction in bowl retention first position without any PGRs at all, and the low rate multiple application gave us the best bowl retention numerically during the study. And as we went to the second position further out on the fruiting branches, we saw that that bowl retention also lowest in the no PGR treatments. Basically the same trend, that they weren't statistical in the PGR treatments in terms of bowl retention and fruiting, but we did see the same trends, that the no PGR had the least bowl retention out of any of the treatments, and then where we did apply PGRs, we saw that the bowl retentions were similar. An interesting point to make in this presentation is we got really cold May in 2013 and a really warm May in 2014, and I think that really helps separate out the nitrogen. We see more differences in plant architecture here with nitrogen management. If you look at the total fruiting nodes, we have about one full fruiting node more with the 80 pounds of nitrogen. And I think that goes to a warm May, better root growth, better root development. When we applied that nitrogen, the plant was able to utilize it when we applied it. If you look at the total number of bowls, we had an extra bowl per plant on the total in the 80 pounds of the single application versus the split application. Now looking at lint yield, this is 2013, cool spring. What we see is when we actually reduced lint yield without PGRs in the trial across all varieties, and the low rate multiple gave us the highest lint yield during 2013. If we look at 2014 with across PGR regimes, we see a similar trend. It's not statistical, but again, where we apply PGRs, we tend to increase yield over the no PGR treatments. This is the interaction between varieties and end management in 2013. As you see, there's no difference in nitrogen management practices in 2013, but we do see variety maturity. We see that 575 is statistically lower Lent yields in Virginia than the other two variety maturities. As we move to 2014, I mentioned that we had one more bowl per plant with 80 pounds, the single application versus the split application. And as we look at this chart, every within the varieties, 80 pounds increased Lent yields. We had no interaction. That's where there's no letters on the ground on this chart. But as we look at the main effects of nitrogen management and variety, we see 499 yielded more than 339 and 575, which would go against what we think a short season variety would do better in Virginia. What we actually see is the mids year in and year out typically perform just as good, if not better. In 2014, well, like I said, there was a yield increase with the single application over the split application nitrogen. So in conclusion, if the matched square application of PGRs in Virginia controlled plant height better, that limited rank growth, the 50-inch cotton that sometimes we do see in Virginia, and the no PGR treatment had the lowest yields, which would mean that the PGRs and using plant growth regulators increase bowl retention, especially in those first and second position bowls, which we consider the money bowls of the plant, and the low rate of moderate multiple applications of PGR consistently retained a higher percentage of first and second position bowls. The nitrogen data is a little conflicted in terms of where we see advantage of split versus single application. In Virginia, we have some other fertility data where we see split application actually out yields single application. So we're still working on a more robust data set to really see how we can better manage nitrogen in Virginia. But the full varieties, full maturity varieties, did consistently yield less than the early and mid-season varieties. And with that, I will take any questions. Yes. Yeah, so in 2014, the reason we did not apply at the modified early bloom and we followed extension recommendations is because we were dry for about 3 or 4 days going in, and we looked at the temperatures for the forecast for the following week, and it was going to be 95 to 100 and no rain in sight. So we chose for the sake of the extension recommendation treatment to not apply, and we really shut down the cotton when we did even put 6 ounces on with that low rate multiple. I mean, you could look at the field and tell where we had hit it at match hit square in 2014. Yeah, well, except for the modified early bloom. So at the timing for the other treatments, we hit the timings. The first of the split. Yeah, at match hit square, and then the second split came at first bloom. No other questions? Thank you.